VOA News. I'm Tommy Vigne. The Democratic-led impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump continued Saturday with the testimony of about 8 hours from a senior State Department official. Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasian Affairs, met with the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees behind closed doors at the U.S. Capitol. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff said the inquiry is making rapid progress. It's focusing on whether President Trump withheld nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine until Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky publicly committed to investigating Mr. Trump's current political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter, for the latter's business dealings in Ukraine while Biden still held office. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said at Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by the deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia earlier in the week.
Terör örgütü 30 kilometrelik hattın içinden veya dışından saldırılarını sürdürürse nereye kadar kaçarlarsa.
He said if the terrorist organization continues to carry out its attacks from the inside or outside the 30-kilometer-long strip, we will chase them to wherever they flee and we will do whatever is necessary. The deadline of 1500 GMT Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed upon by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. Erdogan repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plan for a safe zone in northeast Syria. This is VOA News. About 90,000 residents were ordered to evacuate towns near a massive Northern California wildfire Saturday, and the state's largest utility began power shutoffs for an estimated 2.3 million people due to forecast of severe winds and extreme fire danger. Two previous blackouts in recent weeks were carried out amid concern that gusty winds could disrupt or knock down power lines and spark devastating wildfires. At least 7 people have been killed in Iraq on a second day of protest against Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranium reports for VOA from Cairo, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And late Saturday, in an effort to contain violence, the prime minister ordered members of the country's elite counterterrorism service onto the streets of Baghdad in a southern city. British police in Essex say all of the 39 victims found dead in a truck container in southeastern England have been recovered and are in a mortuary awaiting autopsies. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore says the victims have not been identified and very few documents were found with the bodies.
We cannot realistically speculate at this time about the nationality of all of our deceased within that vehicle. What I can say now is that all of our victims have been recovered. They are all now at Broomfield Hospital and they will be undergoing post-mortems.
Passmore says that he met Saturday with the Vietnamese ambassador amid reports on social media that many of the victims were from the South Asian country. British police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths in the back of the truck he was driving. 4 other people have also been arrested. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.